the message of grace cannot be reduced to sin management.
God does not speak for the fun of it. There's so much power in His word. The Bible says, in Him we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace.
Oh, glory to God. Hiya. I have 10 minutes more, right? I want you to let's say my heart is open. Say it again, say my heart is open. Say again, say my heart is open to receive in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, when we say the spirit of primitive Christianity, there are two things I'm going to just quickly say in the next few minutes. One, right, is the limits of the covenant. Then number two is the primitive practices themselves. The limits of the covenant. You see, one of the things about the spirit of primitive Christianity is that there is something you see with the saints of old that we don't see in our time. There was a spirit about the things that they did that we don't see in our time. In Genesis, Abraham said, I have lifted up my hand before the Most High God, El Elyon, that I will not take not a thread, not a shoe latchet. Where was this man coming from? He was coming from a sense of covenant. Because lifting up his hand is a sign of the covenant. In those days, when you cut covenant, you cut your hand. Are we together? You have to be together because I have 10 minutes. We have to make this count. Even if we're not together, just say we are together. They cut a covenant in their hand. So Abraham said, I've lifted up my hand before El Elyon. Lest you say you made Abraham rich. The spirit that they had was that they tested the limit of the covenant. Understand what I mean by limit of the covenant. You will see a thread in the Old Testament where if they are going for war, God will tell them to reduce the number of people. It was not that they needed to help God. It was that they had an idea that this God on his own is a one-man riot squad. You know, there are believers that when you put them in a place, you put them in an office, right? And they say, this office, there's no money. There's no money. Then they are now praying to God to be in an office where there's money. That is, you have inverted the spirit of primitive Christianity. If you are there, you are the answer. You will create rivers in the desert. It is what you see. When they are going for war, God will say, how many people do you have there? 300. You have to reduce them. Because it is not by power. It is not by might. There is a spirit. The spirit of primitive Christianity is that spirit where it's not beggarly. You are not begging the elements of life. You are not begging. There is strength on your inside because of the consciousness of the covenant that you are in. What, you know, when we read the story of Abraham, and you see Abraham went to Abimelech the king and allowed them to carry his wife. You know, sometimes you think Abraham was afraid, and then he didn't want, in that's the sense you think, Abraham was afraid, then he didn't want them to kill him and all that, which is true. But in a sense, Abraham was not in his house thinking, Kai, let them not do anything to my wife. Oh. Mm-mm. He knew that this God that he served, he was testing the limit of the covenant. He knew that man cannot touch my wife. It's a consciousness. One of the things about this thing is that it gives you a superiority complex over life. You must have that superiority complex. You must tell yourself that this God loves you particularly, specifically, and you are in covenant with Him. Because it is allocations in the mind that creates problem. What do I mean by allocations in the mind? When you are not fully conscious of this covenant in terms of the fact that it gives you superiority. What do you mean by superiority? Let me give you an example. There was a young man that they threw him out of the house. His uncle threw him out of the house. But he had been hearing this message. As he was walking the street, he said, I can never be stranded. I can never be stranded. That same evening, true story, somebody came, gave him two buildings. One for him to live in, one to rent out. Christian. Now, if you don't understand the spirit of community, as they throw him out, you say, why me? Oh, why me? Why me? Oh, why me? Sir, your brain has to invert to understand that you are more than a conqueror. You can never be stranded. In Ephesians 1 verse 17, Paul began to pray for the Ephesian church. One of the things that he prayed for, he said that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know the exceeding greatness of his power that is at work in you. He now said that power is according to the power that God used to raise him from the dead. He now went further and said that power is what Jesus uses to subdue all things under him. Sir, as you are lying down on your bed, the power that subdues on everything in this world is inside you. Hiya. How can you now say, I don't know what to do? I don't know. Hey, sir, as you are lying down on your bed, the power that subdues everything in this world is inside you, in that your bedroom. You will bring it out. Sir, you cannot be limited. RHB said, as a minister of God, they should be able to carry you inside aircraft, fly you to any distant village and drop you with parachute there. If they meet you after 2 years, you should have a big church and a TV ministry. You don't need to know anybody. It's primitive Christianity. Then you come to a town. How many people do we know? Want to start church? How many people do we know? What are you talking about? Out of your spirit, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. You don't need any external help. Help me, help me. No. There's something on your inside. You will marinate it in prayer. Your eyes will be red. Abraham said, I've lifted up my hand. David looked at Goliath and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because the moment you think that they are big and you are small, hey, is the spirit of primitive Christianity. He refuses to take no for an answer. Acts 2 verse 42. I think it's Acts 2 verse 42. Flash it. Let me be sure that that's where. Acts 2 42. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. And this is the practice. They continued. He could have said, and they continued in the apostles' doctrine. But he didn't say they continue in the apostles' doctrine. Are you seeing it? The words are particular. Steadfastly means that they were binging, as the case may be, whichever part of the country. They were binging on the word. It means that they were steadfast. Steadfast is that if some of you, if you watch a series in those in years ago when I used to still watch those kind of things. If you, when we watch Prison Break, we were watching it steadfastly. Do you know how to watch it steadfastly? The only thing you are doing is that you quickly eat and continue watching. Then you go to the toilet and continue watching. You only do the things that are necessary. It's called steadfast. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You enter periods of prayer. It's called a spirit of prayer. Where the only thing you are doing, you are steadfast in this practice. Except the necessary things. Except the things that cannot not be done. You are steadfast. You are steadfast. Pastor Chris said that the friends, the people that he called friends, that when they come together, that it is prayer. They're not distinguishing football. It's prayer. As you are entering, rakataya, regedegedebosata, iklas setolebahatia. Paul said that if we are beside ourselves, it's for God. If we are reasonable, it is for you. Do you know what he's saying? What he's saying is that outside of your own benefit, if you miss me alone as Paul, I'm not normal. You'll be hearing when another person enter, now okay. Yeah, good evening. How are you doing? You're right, everything is okay. Well, as the person is leaving, mankataya, ikatala, ileketosa, ikatayama. You are not normal when you are alone. You cannot be doing normal practice when you are alone. Or when you have people that understand. Another believer come, then you are just in football for how many hours? Hapa! Hey! The only reason why we sound reasonable outside is because we have to. Because other people don't understand. But outside of that, we are not normal, sir. You see, and they continued steadfastly. These are the practices. Apostles' doctrine. The word. Each of them is important, right? Fellowship. Key. Breaking of bread. Important. And in prayers. Jesus in your life. We should see you in the fellowship of brethren. We should see you staying in God's word. There's sometimes that all you do for hours on end is just to sit down and be listening to those messages and praying in tongues. It changes your DNA, your spiritual DNA. Hi, this is the person that is afraid. You stay as you are talking in tongues and staying in God's word. Something about prayer changes you first. You know, Jesus, Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said, oh, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. You know, that was the first time Jesus asked that they should pray with him. Oh, my master never asked that they should pray with him. That was the first time where they disappointed him. But it just told you that, it just to tell you that very few people are praying for you. Look, you have to carry your, you have to carry yourself. Epaphras is there. Thank you, sir. Carry yourself. Don't think that somebody is praying for me. It's good to pray for people. Very important, right? I pray for people. Yeah, but you cannot rely on it. You cannot depend on it. Jesus said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. At that point, it was actually true. His soul was sorrowful. It was heavy. So, you know, word of faith, you cannot. That is negative confession. How can you say your soul? The joy of the Lord is your strength. You now know Bible more than Jesus. And confess. Now, guess what happened? He entered the place of prayer. Hiya! Bible says he cried in prayer with great drops of blood. Now, can I explain something to you? If Jesus prayed like that, there are some people that all they know is casual praying. It's to tell that there is a depth of prayer that we have not touched. Hello, sir. Are you hearing me? There's a depth of prayer. You know, there are some people that they are always at the level of casual praying. Sheke, sheke, sheke. Sheke, sheke, sheke. Sheke, sheke, suya. Sheke. Sheke. Hey. Elijah, Bible said that he prayed with his knees in between his thighs. His head in between his thighs. There's a posture. It means that he cut off every other thing. Because that kind of praying. Hiya. Hiya. People say, we have prayed. Because you know, you meet people. Then if it's prayer, we have prayed. No, sir. Don't make it look as if this thing doesn't work. Because we have proved it. Yes, it works. When Jesus came out of that place, disciples say, oh, master, we are sorry. He says, it's enough. His language changed. One of the things that prayer does is that it changes your language. When you pray and enter into some things, you will look back and be wondering why you ever doubted. You will look back and be ashamed of yourself why you ever doubted. Because something will rise on your inside when you stay like that praying. You will look back and say, why were we thinking that this thing was impossible? You know, sometimes God said, go on television. And you're thinking, where? How? As you stay in prayer, when you stay sufficiently, the next question, how come we have not? Why have we not? What is going on? What has changed? Hey, sir, this thing I'm saying there, I've seen it many times. How can I explain it to you? This place you are right now, saying that things are tight. I don't know. I don't understand. Sir, don't worry about the problem. Keep the problem one side. Enter the place of prayer. And come with a new mindset to meet that same problem. It will disappear. They continued steadfastly. That's the spirit of primitive Christianity. The practice. Old Testament. That's what in the next verse says, and the fear of them fell upon all souls. There's an effect. It was not ordinary. That fear was not that they just looked at them and started being. No. This is a spiritual thing. It's not just fear. It's awe. Reverence. They say, people don't respect me. People don't respect me. Your words can be empowered. You know, you're preaching to someone that is giving arguments. It's because there's no power. There's no awe. Hey, yeah. Enter prayer and come out and say the same thing to him. He will not answer anything. He will just be looking at you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you, sir. Something has changed. Oh, I need no all the argument. I need no all the plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Solus Christus. In Jesus is every answer that you are. He is the wisdom of God. He is the power of God. He's the essence of civilization. He's the beauty of life. He's the charmer of destiny. He makes beauty beautiful. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for. Jesus is that answer. There is this Christianity that we have. Somehow, this thing that we have was the thing that the saints of old, they looked at. Hey, they desired. Because how with this thing that you have, you cannot be limited. They looked at it. It was afar off. Oh, they wished they could have a taste of it. And you are in the center of it. You cannot fail. Rise on your feet. Glory! Talk in other tongue. Kalebro de Sataya. Reketon Zobrahate Kelo Sataya. Regedon Soprahatele Bregelon Soprahatiala. Reketon Zobregedos Cheketaya. Lento Zikra Hare Bangari de Heriba. You have taken over. I say you have taken over. The hand of God has come upon you and you have taken over. The hand of God has come upon you and you have taken over. You are leaving this place a lion that has risen. Hey, 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 Pastor Lazarus sang, arise, shine, your light has come. It's time to rise. God has given you the visage of a colossus. He has given you the utterance of the mighty. He has given you the visage of the colossus. He has given you the utterance of the mighty. Your words cannot be cast aside anymore. Hey, he has given you the utterance of the mighty. He has given you the visage of the colossus. I feel God's power in this place. Just receive it. He has given you the utterance of the mighty. There is an unusual, compelling favor upon your life. I speak as a prophet of God. There is unusual, compelling favor upon your life. And it has made you irresistible to your world. It has made you irresistible to your world. You have entered into that place of unusual wisdom. When you speak, he has given you a mouth and a wisdom that they cannot gainsay and they cannot resist. They cannot gainsay and they cannot resist. They cannot gainsay and they cannot resist. In the name of Jesus. It's done. Thank you, Lord. And I speak concerning Glory Zone Church in Jos and all over the world. What I see in my spirit is it's time for the breakout. I don't say it lightly. It is time for the breakout. It is time for the breakout. What I see in my spirit is like a tentacle. It is spreading. It's spreading. Not only just in the nation, but beyond this nation, it is spreading. It is spreading. It has become the name. The name. The name. The name. The name. Lift your hands to heaven and give God thanks. I love you guys. Thank you for having me. I love you.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.